You are not different from Shakyamuni Buddha. We are not different from Shakyamuni Buddha, not different from our Dharma ancestors. Truly, Buddha light pervades everywhere. Everyone we meet is not different from Shakyamuni Buddha. Everyone we meet is not different from our Dharma ancestors. We are not different. We are not different except when and if we believe and cling to arising thoughts, feelings, likes, dislikes, hatred, anger, and greed. And when we act out self-centeredness based on those, entangle in all sorts of political, social, economic, and other ideologies, then we miss the Buddha life we are. We are, and yet we miss this Buddha light we are. We miss. Some of us humans, some groups, even poison the Buddha Dharma, the Buddha teaching, by entangling it as a form of their political, racial, social hatred. They use Buddha Dharma to justify political, racial, social hatred, justify self-centered habits. If we believe self-centered habits when they arise, believe greed, anger, delusions when they arise, cling to them, play with them, manifest them, then we miss all the Buddhas that we encounter as our life. We may even turn Buddha into these dualistic stories of blame and hatred, into ethnic divisions, political divisions, social judgments and divisions. Those are the self-centered poisons that the Buddha and ancestors have cautioned us about. Poisons that poison our life. Do we notice when we are doing this, entangling and poisoning this Buddha life we are? If and when you notice this arising, this is the opportunity. Please attend to this noticing as our practice. Noticing and letting go, experiencing this moment. Thoughts, beliefs, emotions of all sorts come and go, and yet entangling, it causes great pain until and unless we see them for what they are. Experiencing this life as is, experiencing even them as is. Shakyamuni Buddha cautioned Bahiya, and he cautioned us in giving instructions of how to be hearing, seeing, smelling, experiencing, not to add or hold on to the therein's, the thereby's, which we might add, which we often add to experiencing. Noticing, whether in formal practice or throughout our life, is our wonderful opportunity of forgetting self in Zazen, of being awakened by the myriad dharmas as this moment awakening, this dharma life, when Shakyamuni Buddha was teaching, he had students who were queens, kings, princes, and soldiers, some of them even engaging in wars, often even involved in brutal fighting and slaughters. Shakyamuni Buddha had disciples who had been murderers, regicides, patricides, had been outlaws and outcasts. The Buddha had students who were poor, homeless, and beggars, students who were rich, students who were courtesans, and those who were grieving mothers of killed children and grieving widows. The Buddha welcomed all beings as students, as practitioners. Everyone can practice in our Zendo. We exclude no one because of their past or background. Some of you might know that Joko had convicts and criminals who sat and practiced in her Zendo, as well as professors and business people and lawyers and all sorts of other people. No one was excluded. Occasionally, we have to make rules. At one point, at CCSD, we had to make a rule to not bring guns in the Zendo because guns had been brought into the Zendo. It's likely that in China, in Japan, and elsewhere, there were similar issues with swords and knives and other weapons that the warriors, the lords and nobles, even princes and other high-ranking officials who came to practice might have carried with them, brought with them. All Dharma ancestors, not all, I should say, many Dharma ancestors, masters in different parts of the world, including people that you know, such as Wang Po, Yuan Wu, had students like this. We know that the Emperor Ashoka in India, who eventually was responsible for many of the stupas of Buddha's teaching that are erected throughout India and had a foreign policy of spreading the Dharma. Before that, he had been a brutal warlord and conqueror before he began practicing Buddha Dharma and preaching peaceful teaching. Our practice does not require any specific background or adherence to any political, economic, and social ideology, much less to any other ways of distinguishing beings, evaluating beings, of picking and choosing. If we blame others, blame circumstances, blame conditions, blame past, blame future, cling to the myriad blame stories that we humans generate, cling to self or other, cling to social, political, racial, class, ideologies and theories, then we miss who we are. Then we do not allow ourselves or others to be the Buddha we are. We do not allow others to be the Buddha they are. What do we refuse then? We refuse to be this very body Buddha, the very body of Buddha that we encounter and live. We refuse. We refuse to be this very place, which is the lotus land of purity. This very moment, which is the awakened life here now. Please know, please remember, please practice, please live. Buddha light pervades everywhere. Thank you.